Proclamation number 3800 of 14th of June, 1946. God as giver of truth. To research divine truth means to unconditionally surrender oneself to the eternal truth itself, to make contact with it through loving activity and then to let it flow through one's being. To accept the eternal truth within oneself, which now flows to the human being through the spirit. This is a process which is completely incomprehensible to the earthly-minded person and will therefore only meet with his rejection, with unbelief, but which is something self-evident to everyone who has penetrated spiritual knowledge and thus has already entered into contact with the giver of truth. For this reason, worldly study, even if it concerns spiritual teachings, can never introduce the human being to divine truth so that it is fully comprehensible to him, for it remains intellectual knowledge as long as the prerequisites are not present which guarantee the deepest understanding of it. Unselfish activity of love, most intimate union with God and deepest desire for knowledge of pure truth. Then the knowledge received from outside will also come alive in the heart, for then the spirit in the human being will explain it to himself, and only then will it be of value to the human being as spiritual property. And therefore only those people are called to spread the pure truth from God who have acquired the truth on this path shown to them by God. For they alone will be able to explain it to their fellow human beings in a true-to-life and comprehensible way, but not people who have not penetrated deeply enough themselves, who have not fulfilled all conditions which result in high knowledge. They must all be taught by God. God's Spirit must first be able to work in the human being before pure truth is accessible to him. God as the eternal truth himself must be at work. He must illuminate the human being's spirit through his spirit. He must flow through him with his spiritual strength so that the truth from God can now be directly received by the human being and he becomes knowledgeable. As long as this process is incomprehensible to people, they are outside of faith and love, for faith and love already provide them with the power of realization. Faith and love already awaken the spiritual spark which rests in the human being. But where faith and love are missing, there is no connection with God and thus also his working is not possible, if the human being is not to be restricted in his freedom of will. And where faith and love are lacking, spiritual knowledge can never be acquired through intellectual thinking. It cannot be transferred from person to person and correspond to the truth, for the latter presupposes God's cooperation, who is the eternal truth himself. Amen.